Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medino.
This morning, I want to share with you, if you have your Bibles, I want to read a scripture, and I just want you to pay attention to what I'm going to share with you. I want to read a scripture, read a little bit about Ruth, chapter 2, verse 23, and you'll know why right now. We are in the beginning of February. How many are taking advantage of the new year? Amen. What you said, you've kept your word. You're being consistent. And today's message is habits that create massive change. Notice that I said massive change. I like that word, massive, big. So habits that create massive change. And I want to read one scripture on Ruth because she had one habit, and it was the habit of loyalty. Amen. How many know that that's a very important word, loyalty? Amen. Loyalty. And Ruth, she had that. And that's going to be the message today. Habits that create massive change. Amen. Because I'll keep saying is that in order to change, we got to have good habits. Amen. Good habits. Good habits. And it starts with us. It doesn't start with anybody else. It starts with us. But in Ruth chapter 2, verse 23, the word of God says, so she stayed close by the young woman of Boaz. But notice what it says next. To glean until the end of barley harvest. Notice it says that she gleaned until the end of barley harvest and wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law. How many are grateful for your mother-in-law? Hallelujah. Not too many amens, but praise the Lord. The NLT says, so Ruth worked alongside the woman in Boaz's fields and gathered grain with them until the end of the barley harvest. Then she continued, there it is, she continued working with them through the wheat harvest in early summer, and all the while she lived with her mother-in-law. So what is a habit? Not the burger place, amen. The habit. So, calm down. It's still early. A habit is a behavior that has been repeated enough times to become automatic. And that definition, I got it from a book I read. It's a pretty thick book. It's by James Clear. It's called Atomic Habits. Very good book. Any business person will recommend that book. It's powerful. Amen. So he says a habit is a behavior that has been repeated enough times to become automatic. Now, Ruth, she had the habit of loyalty. Now, you might be asking, well, what is loyalty? So I did a little bit of my homework. Loyalty is often described as a moral or morale glue. The steadfast, faithful dedication to a person, group, cause, or country, often in the face of temptation to abandon or betray. Let me give you some examples real quick. What are the pillars of loyalty? The pillars. Number one, consistency. that you show up the same way during the highs and the lows. How many know that people change when their highs or their lows? Number two, reliability. These are the pillars of loyalty. Reliability, being someone others can depend on to follow through or keep a confidence. Number three, pillars of loyalty, sacrifice. A willingness to pass up a personal gain if it would harm the object of your loyalty. And lastly, honesty. Now, these are not in that book. Amen. Now, the last pillar of loyalty is honesty. True loyalty includes loyal opposition. This is powerful. The courage to tell someone they are wrong because you care about their well-being. Ruth had the habit of loyalty. The Bible says, when you look at, even if you just look at chapter 2, she showed up. She was consistent from the beginning to the end. She showed up. She worked consistent from the beginning to the end. Her loyalty. And even when she got home and told her mother-in-law told her, keep doing what you're doing and watch what's going to happen. And when you go to chapter 3, because even in chapter 2, but chapter 3, you see the favor of God already moving in her life. Because of what? Her loyalty. Amen? Her loyalty. She was faithful consistently. And the Bible says that she would show up daily, gleaning, serving, and staying faithful. Now, church, let me tell you this. If you only knew how powerful it is when you are loyal to, number one, to God. Number two, when you're loyal to whatever God has put in your hands. That could be your ministry. That could be in any area. The key is to be faithful consistency. And that's what Ruth did. She showed up daily. See, church, you got to show up daily. Amen? It could be raining. It could be something's happening. You might be under pressure. But the key is to what? Is to show up. Now, God often will meet us. There's a word that people use, mundane, which means lacking interest or excitement. God often will meet us in our lacking of interest or excitement because of obedience. Because many times in life, church, hear me, it's not about excitements. Many times you might be in a position where you have lack of interest, but the key is to stay faithful and obedient. Because one of the things that I've seen is that people go by their feelings too much. They go by their feelings. And because you base yourself on your feelings, you begin to change and you lose focus on your faithfulness, your obedience to God. Now, hear me what I'm saying. When you look at chapter 2, you see how her mother-in-law would encourage her. And at one point even told her, look, she says, I'm going to read it to you. In verse 22, she says, good, Noemi explained. Do as he said, my daughter. Stay with his young woman right through the whole harvest. Notice that she's what? She's being obedient and she's going to be loyal. That's what, because Boaz told her, look, just stick with the people that are working here from the beginning to the end. Now, we don't know the full story, what happened. Maybe they were hating on her. They were hating on her because how is it possible that she's already working with us and, I mean, she just got here? It doesn't tell us that. But the mother-in-law says, stay with this young woman right through the whole harvest. He says, you might be harassed in other fields, but look what he tells her, the mother-in-law, you'll be safe with him. And the Bible says that Ruth worked alongside the woman in Boaz's fields and gathered grain with them. See, she wasn't just right there watching them. No, she joined the hustling. She put her hands to the plow. But the Bible says that she continued working with them through the wheat harvest in early summer and all while she lived with her mother-in-law. Church, God is looking for loyal, faithful believers in Christ. And only if you knew how far that can take you. Ruth, now, this is very important. Ruth did not chase favor. She wasn't looking for it. She practiced faithfulness. See, ask yourself, am I being faithful in this? Am I being faithful? Am I being consistent? Am I being loyal? See, everybody wants the reward. Everybody wants the blessing. But they're not showing up. Consistency positioned Ruth for destiny. Now, so you got to be careful of your environment. Who's around you? So a question for you. These are things that I wrote. I did a little combo right here. Are you a thermostat or a thermometer? Ask your neighbor, what are you? Are you a thermostat or a thermometer? Let's look at the word number one. Thermometer. A thermometer reflects the environment. In other words, a thermometer, you know what it does? Like many people do, goes with the flow. They go with the flow. They're followers. They do what others do. You don't want to be different. You don't want to, you want to be like the rest. I have to say it that way so you could understand me. Because if I just keep saying thermometer, be like, well, what's that? A thermometer measures the temperature. It reacts to whatever environment it's placed in. A thermometer changes based on circumstances. Ooh, it mirrors moods. So let me give you an example in real life. This is what they do. I'm going to pray if I feel like it. But how many know that prayer is not about if you feel like it? Prayer is just doing it because the Bible says to pray. Jesus never said, hey, pray when you feel like it. When you're in the mood, yeah, it might help you. Because it helps us, the environment, but there's times, church, everything in the Bible is by what? Faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Let me give you another one. I'll be faithful to God or to my church when things are going well. Yeah, when things settle down, then I'm gonna be faithful. Don't be faithful right now that it's crazy. People are acting up. You be faithful. You be faithful. You show up. You worship God. You bless God. No, well, I'm not going to raise my hands until they fix that situation. Then I'll raise my hands. You're going to stay there a long time. Look, it seems like a little, but I'm speaking truth here. And people say, I'm going to follow God when it gets easier. Don't you get it? That's why it's hard, because we need God. God makes it easy. God makes it easy. And many times that's how we base ourselves. Well, I'm not, pastor didn't say hi to me, so I'm not going to give offering for 6 months. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting yourself. Let me tell you something. For sure, you're not going to hurt God. To me, I'm just going to pray for you. Sir, a thermometer has no, hear me, a thermometer has no power to change anything. A thermometer has no power to change anything. You just go with the flow. You go with the environment. You go with what you open up the door for. Now, since you guys are too sad, let's go to the thermostat. See, look, everything changed. See, I don't know about you. I'm a thermostat. I'm not a thermometer. I'm a thermostat. Say it. I'm a thermostat. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a thermostat. Don't leave. No, I'm a thermometer. I'm a thermostat. See, a thermostat sets the environment. Woo! You go to a place, there's a different vibe, environment, you change it. God's with you. You be happy. Just because others ain't happy doesn't mean you can't be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Change the vibe. A thermostat sets the temperature. Whew, you get to change it. From 80 to 60. It's getting too crazy here. Let me change this. It's getting too intense. People are getting crazy. I'm gonna change it. See, you're the thermostat. Change it. Change it up. I'm going to be different. I'm going to love on people. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to continue doing what's right. I'm going to worship and praise God. I am a thermostat. A thermostat also decides the environment. You decide. Let me tell you this, church. Don't let nobody decide for you. I said, don't let nobody decide for you. You decide for yourself. I ain't let nobody decide for me. Hey, be sad because I'm sad. Be rude because I'm rude. No. Be disrespectful because I disrespect. No. I'm a thermostat. I change the environment. Hallelujah. It decides the environment and then works until reality matches the setting. Ooh, see, some of you got to match the setting. Got to match the setting. Have you ever been in the car in the summer? It's hot. And because you're hot, you change the setting. But you go wacko. Start pressing that button. So what is being a thermostat? It creates consistency. You stay steady regardless what's going on. When you're the thermostat, you and I pray because the Bible tells us. We give because it's a discipline. We forgive because the Bible tells us to forgive. We love because the Bible says to love your brother and your sister. Love your enemies. Now remember this, a thermostat never checks the room. A thermostat does not check the room. It changes the room. It changes the room. You see, you got to change your room. It's like if I'm here right now, if I see that before I came up here, and all you're talking is negative, and you're saying all these weird things, guess what? I got to change that. Got to change it up. How many of you guys are tired? I'm tired too. And they go, yawn, big old yawning. And guess what? Everybody starts yawning. It's true, huh? Man, we went to Max yesterday. I only got 3 hours sleep. Change your room, your environment. Yes, I did sleep 3 hours. But praise the Lord, right here at the house, in the house of God, I get charged up. Yeah. Everything changes. Yeah. So how can we do a massive change in our lives? Number one, little small habits, that's it. Did you hear me? Small habits. Small habits. In other words, tiny improvements. Every day, improve something. Oh, well, brother, you reading the Bible? No, I don't read the Bible because these people come out. I listened to somebody who was saying, yeah, well, I only read the New Testament because the old is boring. And I'm thinking, what do you mean the old is boring? It's the Word of God. Yes, it might be harder. It might be when you're reading, you're not with the flow because you're trying to keep up with the, especially in the book of Leviticus. The killing, the blood, the this and that, and the animals. You know what's going to help? Get a different translation. Get an easy translation that you could enjoy the word. So, what do you do? Well, I don't read. Read a psalm a day. A proverb. A day. Just start small, but do it consistently. Do it consistently. Your room needs cleaning. Start out small. You got 4 bundles up here, taller than you. You got twin towers. So what do you do? Get 3. 3 on one side, another 3 on another side, and guess what? It's going to get smaller. And that's going to be a motivation. Next, I'll do more. So what happens is that sometimes we get crazy, we get so excited. No, I'm going to do it. You've been there? No, I'm going to do it all today, everything. And you start off good, but 30 minutes later, you're like, nah. I'll do it next week. You know what I mean, especially in the summer. I'm going to cut the trims. I'm going to do this and that. And so it's what? Tiny improvements, but done consistently will lead. Hear me out. It will lead to remarkable results. Same thing with prayer. Well, I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray. Just open your mouth and talk to God. Tell him. Tell him what you're feeling, what you're going through. And thank him that he's able to help you. That he's mighty, that he's powerful. That nothing is impossible with him. Boom. You prayed. You do it again the next day. Consistency. Consistency. Because many times you could, and I say this respectfully, you could be crying and crying to God and crying. You're there for an hour, but the whole time you don't believe God. You don't have faith. How do I know? Because the moment you get up, you start speaking negative. You go back to the same thing. God, where were you? And again, you could be crying, but you don't have faith. You pray, Lord, help me overcome this depression. So what do? You get up. You change one habit. Instead of listening to Metallica, listen to some worship. You see the difference? Yeah, you'll get it later. It's like this whole time you're praying and fasting. You're not eating, you're praying and you're fasting. And then the last day, it's the 21 days, and then you go on a rampage. The whole time you pay the price, and then you ruin everything. No, stay with the flow. Stay with the flow. It's like, have you ever seen people, I'm giving you real life stories. People, they get healed. The Lord heals them instantly, does a miracle. The doctors couldn't figure it out. And then you're set free, you're delivered, you're healed. God did a work in you. But then the next day, you go again to your bad eating habits. It's just an example. Don't look at me ugly. It's an example. When they told you, don't do this. So what happened? The emotions beat you. Your feelings beat you. Where's the discipline? I said, where's the discipline to say no? It's like a man or a lady gets delivered at a conference, a convention. God touches you, delivers you. You're set free. You don't have the urge. You don't have nothing. Everything is good. But then you go back to that same environment that brought you in. I figured it'd be quiet. When God delivered you, God set you free. It's like God restores your marriage. God forgave you. Your spouse forgave you. But then again, you're right there messing around. And then you still have... I was going to say a word, but no. Come down, Eddie. To say that you blame God. It's not even God, it's you. Are you with me? Now, how many know God? We serve a God of miracles, yes or no? We serve a God of miracles, and God can do things instantaneously. He could do it quickly. You've experienced it. I've experienced it. But many times you don't change your life in a day. You change it little by little every day with your habits. I said with your habits. Little by little. I want to lose weight. Change your habits. It's like you pay the price, right? No more sodas, just water. And you saw the results, and wow, you put on that pants, that dress. Look. Look, honey. It didn't fit 3 years ago. Look now. And you pay the price. But then you go on a rampage again. And you already know you're going to gain it faster than what you lost it. Hear me. All big things come from small beginnings. Even the Bible says, do not despise small beginnings. All big things come from small beginnings. And yes, we serve a God of breakthrough. I really do believe. God can give you a breakthrough. God can set you free. God can deliver you. What the doctors couldn't do, God could do it like this quickly. But it's rare. And if it does happen, guess what? Tell God to give you wisdom. How to continue in that flow. How to be persistent with those small changes. Those small beginnings. How can I continue to do that, you know, daily? Change is a marathon, not a sprint. Change is a marathon. It's not how we start, it's how we end, we finish. It's not a sprint. Even the Bible says, see, some of you are thinking, well, give me a scripture. Give me a Bible. I'm going to give you one. Luke 16:10. If you are faithful, some other version says, trusted. If you are faithful, trusted in little things. Hear me. In little what? Things. You will be faithful, trusted in large ones. Like you, oh my gosh, trying to give you some real life. Just be careful with your environments, church. It's going to make a difference. And something that's very important, church, is that we need to be patient. Be patient and don't give up. Don't give up. But you got to put your part too. Amen. I said you got to put your part too. And be patient and don't give up. And it seems like, at, you know, nothing's happening. Nothing is happening. But something is happening when you're consistent. Something is. I read about how ice cubes, how they work. As you start bringing down, lower the temperature, they don't change. Ice cubes don't change. They're the same. And you put it lower, the temperature, and it doesn't change. But they say that once you put it to zero, suddenly it melts. And they say the reason it happens is because all that time that it was from being high to lower, 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 lower consistency, something was happening behind the scenes until eventually it hit and there was a change. The ice cube melted. And it's the same thing, church. When you do little changes in your life, whatever it might be spiritually, it might be something that you're battling, a temptation. I don't know what it is. But if you're consistent and you do those little changes, and it seems like nothing's happening, but something is happening. And that's why they say small changes often appear to make no difference until you cross a critical threshold or the tipping point. That's when the change happens. If you don't give up. I said, if you don't give up. But you got to start with little habits. And you got to know that you're not alone. God is with you. And God will help you. If you don't give up, guess what? God will not give up on you. I said, if God doesn't, he will not give up if you don't give up. And see, this morning, church, you got to make some changes in your life. And I'm not saying big changes, little small changes that you can begin to do today. Well, Pastor, I drink a 24-pack. Bring it down to 20 then. I'm serious. It's because every time I drive through to Jack, I got to get the large. Get the medium. One time, little Eddie went to go eat. Like, and I was trying to be cool. I go, Eddie, get this one, like the eight piece. Or this. He goes, I don't do eight piece. Calm down. Calmate, le dije. He said, I don't do eight piece. But if you want change, we got to do little tiny changes. But here's the key, though. Be consistent. Be consistent. And don't worry. Don't worry about if nobody's telling you anything. The time will come when they're going to say, brother, are you losing weight? Boom. Red flag. That's a good sign right there. 3 days later, brother, what happened? Oh, okay, now the motivation is kicking in. See or no? Is it true or not? And for you, it might be 6 months. You don't hear nothing. But, hey, but you're doing something. I said, but you're doing something. Tell your neighbor, keep doing something. Do little tiny changes. So I finish with this. Be patient. When it comes, be patient. Long as you're doing, be patient. Your blessing's around the corner. My brother used to tell me, your blessing is around the corner. And remember, you're the what? You're the thermostat. Amen? You change the environment. You change the environment. You're going to the gym, get your clothes ready a day before. Put it right next to your pillow. Amen. You don't forget. Put your Bible right there that you're going to read the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to ask you to stand, church. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at etngchurch.com.